Swedish politicians speak of Poland and Hungary leaving EU after budget veto. By Chris Tomlinson on November 22, 2020. Two Swedish members of the European Parliament have slammed Hungary and Poland, speaking openly about the conservative countries leaving the European Union after vetoing the bloc's budget this week. Helene Fritzon, head of the delegation for the Swedish Social Democrats in the European Parliament, said that Hungary and Poland were playing an ugly game and stated, "They put the whole of the EU in a very serious position when they now signal that they intend to use their veto." Thomas Tobie, an MEP of the supposedly center-right moderates, agreed, telling broadcasters Sveriges Radio, "We cannot budge now. If we fold now, then this has been established, then we basically say that it is okay to continue in this direction as we have seen from Hungary and Poland." Tobie went on to state that it was a question whether or not Poland and Hungary belong in the European Union. Earlier this week, Hungary and Poland rejected the $2.1 trillion seven-year EU budget that was set to provide economic relief for countries hardest hit by the effects of the Wuhan virus, because so-called rule of law and values provisions had been attached which would allow Brussels to deprive countries of funds for not towing the establishment line. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán released a statement after the veto saying, "In Brussels today, they only view countries which let migrants in as those governed by the rule of law. Those who protect their borders cannot qualify as countries where rule of law prevails. Once this proposal gets adopted, there will be no more obstacles to tying member states' share of common funds to supporting migration and use financial means to blackmail countries which oppose migration," he explained. "In our view, tying economic and financial questions to political debates would be a grave mistake, one that would undermine Europe's unity. Any new procedure aimed at penalizing member states should only be introduced with the unanimous amendment of the treaties," Orbán said. The talk from the Swedish MEPs is not the first time Swedish politicians have criticized Hungary. In 2019, Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven suggested Hungary be subject to sanctions for not taking in migrants. Earlier that year, Swedish Minister of Social Security Annika Strandhäll slammed Hungary's pro-family policies, saying they reeked of the 1930s in reference to the German Nazi regime. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.